With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden and congressional leaders have appeared to agree to press forward to prevent a government shutdown, but in a gathering that one lawmaker called the most intense Oval Office meeting of his career, officials remain divided on U.S. support for Ukraine as Russia begins to make battlefield gains in its two-year-old invasion. A secure southern border is a Republican top priority. Senator Tom Cotton says he's not surprised to learn that some 40,000 military-aged Chinese males have been allowed to cross the southern U.S. border over the past year and a half.
Well, yeah, it's just the natural consequences of Joe Biden's open borders policy. Thousands of military-aged men, from not just from China, but from Russia and from other adversary nations and from God knows where.
Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network at least a small percentage of illegals allowed into the country are potential terrorist threats. Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Jeff Amy reports on the latest findings in the University of Georgia campus death of a nursing student.
We know very little about why Jose Ibarra may have wanted to attack Miss Riley. University of Georgia police said that they had no indication that the two had ever met before.
Ibarra, facing multiple murder and assault charges in the death of 22-year-old Lakin Riley. Ibarra from Venezuela was in the country illegally. In consumer news, Toyota recalling some Tacoma midsize pickups because a part can separate from the rear axle, increasing the risk of a crash. That recall covers certain trucks from the 2022 and 2023 model years. The Dow is down 90 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 50 points. This is SRN News. A lot of America's young men would like to be fathers. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The problem is not as many of America's young women feel the same way. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 57% of young males who do not have children would like to, but only 45% of their female counterparts are also interested in becoming mothers. The survey reveals also that amongst adults between the ages of 18 and 34, just 22% say having kids is extremely or very important to having a fulfilling life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A bill before Mississippi lawmakers would allow incarcerated people to sue jails and prisons if they encounter inmates of the opposite sex in restrooms or changing areas. If the measure passes, it would require inmate restrooms, changing rooms, and sleeping quarters in correctional facilities to be designated for use only by members of one sex. This is SRN News. Southern California Edison will pay $80 million to settle claims on behalf of the U.S. Forest Service.
The claims are connected to a massive wildfire that destroyed more than 1,000 homes and other structures in 2017. The U.S. Attorney's Office says the utility agreed to the settlement without admitting wrongdoing or fault in connection with the Thomas Fire. Investigations found utility equipment sparked the fire in two canyon locations.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the Thomas Fire burned across 439 square miles in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. In San Francisco, the African-American Reparations Advisory Committee proposing that every eligible black adult receive a $5 million lump sum cash payment and a guaranteed income of nearly $100,000 a year to remedy San Francisco's deep racial wealth gap. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.